And it's a quarter to 11 as we go through the meeting today from Bendigo. Finding a good four. Ray Huxley joins us to preview. How are you, Ray?
I'm very well, Naz.
Good to hear. What do you make of today?
It's a good meeting, a Bendigo meeting on a Friday, a bit unusual. So we're looking at a better class of feelers than what we normally get on a Friday. They're not easy, but they're above average to what we usually have on the Friday.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the first. This is Clearer Scratchings. The ones in the market, number four, Lady Solly at $6. Medieval Miss, $3.60. Shut the Front Gate at $4.80. And Sunrise Dancer at $1.95.
Yeah, Sunrise Star starting to get into about what I think is her right price. It's a very strong maiden by the same token, but Sunrise Dancer comes in with outstanding form for a maiden. She's only had the six starts, has been placed on five occasions. Her first start in the race, she ran third at Moonee Valley behind Tahitian Dancer, and then she failed second up at Wangaratta on a soft track and then went out for quite a lengthy spell. Resume with a third at Werribee, a second at Caulfield behind the promising Columbus Circle, and then at Sandown last time was just beaten by Age of Chivalry, who then came out and won again very well on Wednesday. So the form line is very strong. She's nicely drawn. The informed Dylan Dunn on board does look very hard to beat, or the one to beat. I put in number five, the second, Medieval Miss. Her first start in the race was very good when she ran second at Cranbourne behind Smart Style and was narrowly beaten. Disappointed her second run when she led them up at Geelong and went and was immediately turned out for a spell, resumes today. Number seven, Shut the Front Gate, had two really good runs before running last at Moonee Valley, but it was found to have a throat condition on that occasion, so it's resuming today. And maybe number four, both its runs to date have been good. A strong maiden, but I think Sunrise Dancer has got them covered. 8 from 5, 7 and 4.
8, 5, 7, 4. We go to the second for two-year-olds over 1,100. And here you can take out 13 and 15. Number one, Assateur is at $4, down to $3.30 for Yulong Savings. $5.50 for Riverina Demand. Tricky race with most horses making their debut.
Yeah, we've seen quite a few of them at the trials. The ones who have impressed me have been number nine, Yulong Savings. He was very, very easy Werribee trial winner. Looked very smart in that trial. Number one, Assateur, won a Geelong trial in good style. Number 11, Riverina Demand, was very strong at the end, winning a Tatura trial. So I've gone 9 from 1, 11. Number four, both its runs that have been fair, it's got the racetrack experience. So I've gone 9 from 1, 11 and 4, but I think it's more of a watch rather than a punting affair.
Understand. We go to the third. This is a Fillies and Mares Maiden, 1,300. Here there are no scratchings. We've got number one, Edgy Return, 6.50. Paris Gem, 6.50. Sanguine Lady at 8.50. Fortune Rose, 8.50. Per Itty Kitty at $3.80, favourite. Queen Genevieve at $8, Queen of Ascot at $9.50, and Zoom Forward at $5.
Yeah, Per Itty Kitty, it's only had the two rounds. They've both been okay. She battled on pretty well on debut at Ararat when she ran third. And then at Benalla the other day, she did get beaten 3.5 lengths by Lady Day, but definitely should have finished closer. Did get held up around about the just after turning for home. And battled on really well to run second. And as I say, even though it got beaten 3.5 lengths, probably should have only been beaten about 2 lengths. It's not a strong field, this. So I think Pure Itty Kitty, probably the one to beat. Number 11, Zoom Forward, struck trouble. It hasn't had a great deal of luck in its races. It was very good at Cranbourne 2 starts ago when it jumped in front. And it was only went down narrowly, and then at Cranbourne last start, it got into trouble shortly after the start and then rushed forward to be one of the leaders, that understandably did knock up after that. With a clean getaway today, it'll go much better. We then go to number three, Paris Gem, was an improving run last start, and number one, Edgy Returns. The kitty might be able to get away with this. 8 from 11, 3 and 1.
So we go 8 from 11, 3 and 1. We now go to race 4, take out runners 6 and 7. Here we've got the 8, Scotch O'Clock at $6. 360, The Sidekick. Walton Hall is at 5 and Wishful Realiser 330 with Furized at 750.
Yeah, I like number 11 here, Wishful Realiser, who's only had the two starts, didn't have any luck when it made its debut at Werribee in December. It was a bit slowly away, got caught wide, and then last start it ran third at Pakenham and got into trouble around 400 metres from home and was only beaten 2 3/4 lengths. It'll keep on improving, this gelding. He is by I Am Invincible, so naturally he's got ability. And I thought he might be able to get away with this. From number 9, The Sidekick, it was a quite a useful effort on debut when it ran third at Geelong on the synthetic. It was a bit slowly away and it finished the race off very well. Next best, 10 and 8. 11 from 9, 10 and 8.
So 11 from 9, 10 and 8. Now to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddy. You can take out 4, 6 and 10. Equal favourites, number 1, Machino, and 2, Peninsula Boy. They're both at 280. Pray For Us at 650, down to Blanaka, who's at 9, and Kadambra at $4.20.
Yeah, I think the market's got it right. It's very, very hard to separate these top two, the 1 and the 2. I think one of them will definitely win the race. So first leg of the quaddie, I think you only need the 1 and the 2. Messino, number 1, I've given it the nod. It's two runs recently when it ran second at Geelong, both very good. It only got beaten a half head at Geelong by Gina Tonic, and then came out at Geelong last start. Now, the winner did win by 3 lengths. It ran second. After the race, it was found to be suffering from heat stress, so it was a really good effort to run second. I've got it narrowly ahead of Peninsula Boy, who was very good winning that Ararat last start. It was a very soft win, and that was an improvement on his previous form. So if he repeats that, he's going to be very hard to beat. I think they'll fight it out, the 1 and the 2. I go 1 from 2, next best 7 and 3.
So we go 1 from 2, 7 and 3. We look at race 6 over 2,400. You can take out the 11. 1 Dark Side at 5, 374 Westham. Down to Kugel Blitz at 9.50, Assertive Star 8.50, $6 under our spell, Tester Life's at $4.80.
Yeah, I'm sticking with West Ham. He had been racing very honestly with placings in maidens over 1,600. He then stepped up to 1,700 at Geelong and ran third behind Ocean X. Did get beaten out of sight, but Ocean X then came out and won its next two in town. But last start at Warrnambool, when it stepped up to a middle distance for the first time over 2,035, he was able to keep handy to the pace. He took off before the home turn, and he won by about 4 lengths, and he had plenty up his sleeve too. Even though he's by Nakoni, a sprinting sire, he looks as though he is going to really appreciate a bit of distance racing, the way he hit the line at Warrnambool over the 2,000. So 2,400. The way he hit the line, you'd think that he will run the trip, and therefore it's not a very strong race. I think the 2 is the one to beat. Number 8, Test of Life, is racing very honestly at the moment. Number 7, Under Our Spell, is another one who's run a string of placings recently and gets the advantage of a 3-kilo claim. And number 1, Dark Side, got to carry the 61.5, but only had the 4 runs, and he should run well in this class. 2 from 8, 7 and 1.
So we go 2 from 8, 7 and 1. Now to race 7, 1,100 metres, 64. You can take out 1, 2 and also number 9. Here we've got number 4, Cinque Dames at 5.50. Dry Creek Road, 5.50. Grand Benini is at $3.40. Cigara, 4.60. A Sterling Dash is an $8 chance.
I think Grand Benini is good odds here. This is a horse who showed a bit of ability in a couple of barrier trials back in November, December, then made its debut at Bansdale. It was a drifter on that occasion. It was $2.90 out to $4, and it was very, very green. Ran last, but was only beaten 4 lengths and did quite a few things wrong. Was slowly away, got caught racing wide in a field of 6, wanted to duck out in the home straight. Just did everything wrong. Very, very green. Showed enormous benefit from that experience a month later when it stepped out at Maui And this time, it again, a little bit slowly away, but gathered speed quickly, went to the front and just absolutely toweled the opposition. Wasn't much chasing him, I don't think, but he just cruised in by five lengths. It was an amazing improvement from his first start. Just goes to show what a bit of racing experience can do. He's a very well-bred horse out of the mare called the Opera House, who was a good galloper by Zaville. And I think this bloke's going to keep on improving. He's got barrier one today. If he begins cleanly, I think he'll roll through and lead again and be very hard to run down. Six on top from the one above him, number five, Dry Creek Road. A nice first up effort. And then four and ten. Six, five, four and ten.
Six from five, four, ten. And then we go to the last race, Ace. This is over 1,400. Take out runners 4, 6, 12 and also 14. We've got number 2, Uptown Lily at 4.20. Perfect Command 5.50, Outroar 7.50. Jealous Tycoon at $8. She's Sensational at 4. Elite Joy is at $8.50.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough race. Number 2, Uptown Lily, I've gone with it. It failed its Great Western last. It ran 4th there in a field of 8, but... I think it had a bit of trouble getting around the corners there. It's a very, very tight track. Before that, it had won at Kerrang in very easy style. It's got some handy form. Go back in November, it ran fourth at Sandown behind Supre and French Girl and was only beaten three lengths. That's good form for a race like this. A 3 kilo claim for Alana Kelly. I've got it on top from the favourite, number 9, She's Sensational. Resuming from a spell... she's a filly who will get back in this race from barrier 2. She'll be very strong in the home straight. Bendigo 1400 is probably a really good race for her first up. Put her in for second. Number 3, Perfect Command, is racing very well at the moment. And at number 7, Jealous Tycoon. Nice first up run. Might be best on wet ground. I go 2 from 9, 3 and 7.
2, 9, 3, 7. And what's your best run for your quaddie and your player of the day?
My best, race 7, number 6, Grand Bernini. I think he might be a good horse in the future, and I think he can make it 2 in a row here. My value is in the last race, race 8, number 2, Uptown Lily. And for the quadrilla, the first leg, 1 and 2. I think that's all you need. The second leg, 1, 2, 7, 8. Third leg, 4, 5, 6 and 10. And the last leg, 2, 3, 7 and 9.
Wonderful. Good on you, Ray.
Thanks, mate.